You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. I always start my morning with this prayer by it's a 10-minute meditation by Abraham Hicks, and it's called Good Morning. Yes. And it's, today is a good day. Today is a good day. And that's really been my mantra. Because of everything that we've been going through and all of the uncertainties and the stress and in every way you can imagine, we are really surviving it. And so I have to remind myself every day that it's a good day. And one of the things that I do daily is I use CBD oil. In CBD, I use it in a tincture, but I also use it in a gummy format. In CBD, often the misperception is that it's marijuana or that there's THC. And so that is not true. CBD, the larger percent is found in the hemp plant, and there's a very minimal percentage of THC found in CBD that comes from the hemp plant, and that's 0.3%. So less or 0.3% is the legal limit for THC that's found in CBD. And so again, there's no high, you don't need a prescription. The CBD at Hemp Happier is 100% USDA certified organic. There's no pesticides, no toxins. It's third party tested. And we have COAs, Certificate of Analysis, so that you know that what it says on the bottle is exactly what you're getting. And so the purity and the premium quality of the CBD oil really makes a difference. And so if you'd like to learn more, because like I said, I recommend it to all my patients. I take it daily, my family and friends, anyone really who will listen to me, because it's such an amazing plant. You can find that information on my website. It's hemphappier.com, because it will make you happier and it will help reduce the stress and the anxiety that we're all experiencing. And then if you'd like to learn more about me, go to my website, healthyminds.expert. Well, you are really in for a treat, because I have with me the beautiful Catherine's Quest is the book, but her name is Pat Alva Craker. And Pat Alva Craker had a 35-year career in the IT industry. That's a long time. Pat Alva Craker was faced with a series of challenges that altered her professional life forever. She was let go from a major technology company. Her husband of 22 years suddenly passed away. Their shared business had to close its door, and Pat is now a breast cancer thriver. Okay? Not survivor. She's thriving past that. Okay? And at this juncture, Pat stepped onto her own journey to elation. Along the way, she realized she can inspire other women to their own feminine power and create a successful business style, a successful business and lifestyle. And so Pat Alva Craker is the author of the number one best-selling Catherine's Quest, One Woman's Journey to Elation. And today she is my special guest. She travels around the country and the world live and, of course, virtually, assisting women business owners and entrepreneurs alike to overcome any obstacles, stay heart-centered, scale their business with ease and grace, and affirming their right to financial freedom while creating a life they love. And so welcome, Pat. And, you know, we were talking a little bit before just about the fact that she's a Latina. And so I am also Latina. And I just was telling her that she's the first person that I have met who is doing this work that I am so passionate about. That's the whole reason why I started this podcast. And so I'm excited to hear you share with my listeners your story. So thank you. Thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure, Dr. Erica. And we are very, very much like-minded in trying to make a difference with women and really empowering women. And a lot of my lessons and my insight that really led to writing this book is when I discovered that I had breast cancer. I had been in corporate America work, you know, I was traveling 80% of the time. And then I would come home and I would help my husband run our 200-acre ranch, animal ranch, and being involved in the community. And so I found myself burning the candle on both ends. And there was very little self-care in that process until God said, you need to stop and start taking care of yourself. And I had to reevaluate basically where I was in my life. Was it still working for me? Because we tend to get in this cycle of always doing and being and achieving and proving. And there gets to a point where you just get into that rhythm of always being in that fight or flight mode. And we don't take a moment to sit back and even ask ourselves, am I really happy doing this anymore? You know, do I need to make a change? And it made me pause. It absolutely made me pause. And I said, you know what? I cannot continue this level of my career, traveling 80% of the time, spending time with my family, you know, not being able to spend time with my husband and helping him in his business. And so it was a wake-up call. It was literally a wake-up call at different levels. So I did go, Dr. Erica, down the traditional path of chemo and radiation. But then I said to myself, I'm going to heal myself. It is my responsibility. I take charge. I realize what the wake-up call was, what was about, and it was that I wasn't taking care of myself. So I dove into alternative medicine big time. I studied aromatherapy. I got energy work done. I became a Reiki practitioner. You know, I started using all the oils. And so I said, I will heal myself. And through that journey, I learned a lot about myself, and I learned what it is to take responsibility and what it is to really take care of myself from a mind, body, and soul perspective. Yeah. So I began to integrate the power of the first hour in the morning.
Oh, I love that.
The power of the first hour in the morning. And so it begins with a mind, body, and soul, beautiful routine of meditation, of journaling, you know, to really connect with spirit and movement. Definitely movement is so critical. Reading, you know, self-empowering books, professional development books, and just become very consistent about doing that and doing that morning routine. And in that process, I began to know myself better and I began to trust myself. And I began to ask the questions within my meditation of where should I really be right now? You know, what is it in my best interest today to get done? And then just trusting that. And being able to trust myself in the decisions and the way that I live my life.
I love that. I love that. I just want to say, you know, it's powerful. You say this hour of power for you. And I think the one thing that oftentimes gets in there is this thought that you don't have the time. How do you push back that thought? Because like you said, in the moment, you're feeling good. It feels good to take that time to meditate, to journal, to move. You always feel good. Right. But somehow that little voice is, you don't have the time.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? One thing that Tony Robbins says if you don't have 10 minutes for your life, for yourself, you don't have a life. And I have a life. I do have a life, right? I said, don't say that. And it was so, you know, it really hit home when you said that. If you don't have 10 minutes for yourself, really? You don't have a life. And I said, I have a life. I do have a life. And I, you know, maybe you have to wake up, you know, earlier in the morning. And maybe you only start with 15 minutes. And you say, the first 15 minutes of the morning are mine. And then you start slowly. And then you start seeing the benefits. And then it goes to then 20, 30. And you realize that the benefit of spending that time up front makes an entire difference in the way your day rolls out. Because it's important to really ground yourself in your day, have confidence in what you have to get done, trust yourself, and do the most important things in your day first thing. Because when you do that in life, you'll be able to respond to life versus react. And the benefits are unbelievable. So once you start, even if at baby steps, you will love the results. That it's a must do as part of your self-care treatment.
Yeah, I completely agree, because it seems like when I don't do it, it throws my day off. So I know how essential it is in my day. So was it through these different practices that you began to heal yourself?
It was definitely, it definitely was. It was all my mind, body, and soul practices that led me to get to a better place where I was making different decisions about my life and my career. And the other event was that really brought me to a different place was when my husband passed away. So when he passed away, he and I were running a 200-acre exotic animal ranch.
Wow.
And I was working full-time for a technology company, and I had my own business. And when that happened, that was also a pause.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to make priorities here in order to get this through. I definitely had a helper, and he was in a wheelchair. So Randy, my helper, was in a wheelchair. And as long as the weather was good, he could feed all the animals, he could go water, he could go fix the fences and do all of that. But when it rained or snowed or we had ice, I had to do it.
Wow.
And I had to take a day off of work, a vacation day, to do that, because it would take me all day. And I became very, very connected to my animals. I had donkeys, I had pigs, I had all kinds of birds, emus, rheas, and I connected with them on a daily basis, that I began to notice how they lived their lives and how they were. I had, you know, one of my favorite pigs is Nikki, and she's very intuitive. And she was so intuitive, and we knew that, and she taught me that, is trust yourself, is that when we had people come and buy animals, we'd have them come and meet Nikki. And she intuitively could tell whether they were animal people or where they weren't. And we trusted her. And so she taught me, I have to trust myself. I have to go within. I have the answers. My donkeys taught me the importance of community. They always gather and keep themselves together as a community, travel as a community, take care of each other as a community. And when I would come into the middle of them, they would completely encircle me. And I became part of them. And so I said, it's important to always have a community that supports you. And it's important to have a community of women that support you.
I love it. And is that where the idea of the Majestic coaching group came from?
And yes. So the Majestic had, you know, really came about through sitting with the animals and working. And I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and, I take that back. The name came through my interaction with them, but the fact that I wanted to start a business came when I got laid off. I was part of the era where when you joined a company, You stayed with them for X 30 years, 40 years. You got the gold watch, the, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you retired from them and you only worked for one company. And that's how I had my heart set. And when I got laid off, I was like, you know what? This will never happen to me again. I'm always going to have a business in my back pocket until I'm really ready to separate from corporate. And so that's, I immediately went and got certified as a coach and called it Majestic Coaching, and worked both of them until there was an appropriate time for me to make the shift.
Wow. So do you still run the farm?
I sold the farm last year, and it was heartbreaking, really. It was really heartbreaking, and it was necessary. I needed to transition into a different lifestyle and a different life with my new husband. And he had a different background. We valued different things. And so it was time to really close that chapter, if you will, with my first husband.
Wow. And how did you find the courage? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you were dealing with so much at the same time, and the passing of your husband, the sever from the job that you thought was going to be your retirement, and then starting the new company, and then taking on this farm. How did you find the courage to deal emotionally with all of that?
You know, one of the days I was having a down day, and I called a friend of mine, and he said, "You can either crawl up in bed and die, or you're going to pick up yourself from the bootstraps and keep going. Pat, which one are you going to do?" And I'm like, "I'm going to pick up myself up from the bootstraps and keep going." Okay. One step at a time, but you're going to keep moving. I said, "I'm going to keep moving." And just, a faith in that, of trusting the process. That's been one of my biggest lessons in life, is trust the process, trust the process. And so when I feel all flustered and frustrated and feel like I'm overwhelmed, I just go back and I say, trust the process, Pat. Go back to what you know. You know your morning routine. You know how powerful that first hour is. Trust the process. Everything is happening for a reason, and you're exactly where you need to be.
I love it. And you say in your book, you say elation is a choice. I love that, because just like you were saying, you had to make a choice. Every day, it is a choice to get up and keep moving and stay centered, or to do that daily self-care practice.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's all about decisions. And we have the power to create an amazing, wonderful life if we choose to do so. If we choose to do so. We can make a decision whether we're going to be happy or we're going to be sad. And we're going to be elated, which is beyond happiness, or not. And what I learned is that regardless of what happens in my day, if I always stay in a state of gratitude, that keeps my energy up. I'm vibrating at a higher level. And in that level of vibration and that high energy, I can attract things that I desire. And that's what enables life to really come into me, when I'm in that positive state of gratitude. And these are all these principles that I talk about in the book.
Yeah, I know you'd mentioned Reiki. How do you think that contribute to the, because I think this whole concept of energy medicine is a, even though it's an ancient concept, it's newer in our awakening, in our awareness. So what work did you do, I guess, maybe on yourself, or can, you know, my listeners do that might help with that energy? I know gratitude is, like you were saying, definitely instantly lifts that energy vibration. I know.
It really does. And the thing about Reiki is that even those who practice Reiki all know that we are not the healers. All we're doing is facilitating your self-healing. So it's just a matter of, you know, where are you aching? And it's just like when if you have a child or a grandchild and they hit themselves and oh, you have a boo-boo, and you go and you put your hand and you rub it on the elbow or the knee. That's Reiki. That's energy work. That is energy work. So
At a simplest.
simply put, so wherever you know you feel that you're having them discover this discomfort, is just to put the hand, you know, where you have the pain. If you're sad, to put the hand on your heart and just breathe in and out through your heart. We have the ability to heal ourselves. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I love that, you know, again, it's that courage, you know, the courage to trust within yourself, to say, you know, I know that I have been created for something greater than what this moment and what these circumstances are showing me. And like you took that leap of faith to write the book, to do your own business, to leave the farm. Like you talked about the animals and how they taught you so much, but you knew it was time to pass them on to share them with someone else. Yeah.
Yes.
That's so inspiring for me.
Thank you. Thank you. It is. And I love the way you talked about courage. Sometimes we women don't take a step because they don't feel confident to take the step. They don't think that they're enough to take the step. And I can tell you that you are enough. You have the gifts, the talents, the experiences that brought you to where you are because Spirit has something for you to get done. And you are enough to do what He's asking you to do. And what comes first is the courage. You send that feel of courage and you take that first step, and then the next step, then the confidence comes. Then the
It's
confidence
easier.
comes. It's easier that way. It's not, well, I'm going to wait until I get confident and then I'll have the courage to do it. No. Have the courage to do it, and then the confidence will come.
Yeah. What do you think in your book, what do you think is the number one message that you're trying to get to your readers, and you want them to take away?
And you hit it spot on, is that it's about choice. It is totally about choice. Is that every day you make a decision on whether you're going to have a great day. Every day you're going to make a decision that you are going to take care of yourself. Every day you're going to make a decision on getting clarity on what your next best step is. Every day you're going to make a decision whether you're going to trust yourself or not. Everything you're going to make a decision whether you think you're enough or not. It's a choice.
And I often, when I'm doing the work with my patients, I'm often telling them, you do have control. Oftentimes they feel like I can't control the anxiety. I can't control the fear. I can't control the heaviness. And it's hard for me to tell them, like, yes, you can. Like, that's the only thing you do have control over. I've been trying to get them to understand. Any words of wisdom on that one?
Right. So yeah, that's it's trust, right? It's a trust that you have in here that you know I can't control everything in the world, but I can control and I can trust how I feel in here and the steps that I make. So I would say, so what happens if you don't begin to trust yourself? What happens if you just decide not to make any decisions? What is that going to look like? Right? Because if you don't make the decisions, other people make them for you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You're going to keep on getting what you've always been getting that you don't want. You know, that's why we're here in the first place, because we really do want something better. And like you said, it's those life challenges and situations that come up that force us to stop and take a look at really how we treat ourselves. Yeah. I so love what you're doing. Can you share with my listeners where they can get the book, where they can learn more about you and the work that you're doing, particularly with women entrepreneurs?
Yes, definitely. So my website is called majesticcoachinggroup.com. And you can go visit my website and actually download the first chapter of Catherine's Quest, One Woman's Journey to Relation, and see if you resonate with the message. I also have all my offerings on my website, and I am here to really help women entrepreneurs scale their business in a way that aligns with them with ease and grace. Ease and grace.
Yeah. I love that. And you've gotten so much good, positive feedback from the readers that say the book is really easy, it's engaging, it catches their attention. Is there something that you didn't expect that your readers would kind of respond to in the book?
You know, one of the things that that I love hearing is they have been inspired to go down a path that's been put on hold. Well, you know, when I retire, I'll do this, or when this happens, I'll do that. And your book inspired me to go ahead and take the actions of the things that I really want instead of just waiting until something else happens before I move down there. So they have really taken their life into control and made decisions that they have been putting off for a long time. And now they're happier. It's like,
wow.
Yeah, they're happy.
So the inspiration is don't wait until, but do it now.
Yes, they got that clarity of like, what am I waiting for? This is what I've always wanted. I'm moving.
Yeah, it's like following that instinct. That I was listening to Joe Vitale, and he was saying, as soon as you get the intuition, like as soon as you get that like thought, you gotta follow the instinct. You gotta follow the intuition, because it's your greater self saying, "This is what I need you to do next."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So true.
Yeah, I love it. We got 2 minutes. Any other words of wisdom, anything else that you want to impart for my listeners on, you know, this journey, you know, this quest, one woman's journey to elation. And I love that. Elation is a choice.
It is a choice. And one thing I like to say is that we are all on a journey, and there's specific lessons that we are here to learn. And as we live each day, we should make it a point to be really aware of what's going on around us, is to consistently raise your level of awareness of what you may be seeing, maybe being told in your sleep, maybe you're reading it, and to really take the message and know that those messages that you're feeling are there for a reason, and that whatever lessons come your way, whatever happens, it's part of your journey, and to see your journey as a sacred journey, that it's your own specific journey that you need to live in and really step into and embrace.
I love it. You know, I'm just feeling so much love right now. I'm feeling so much love right now. And I just, like I said, your message just really resonates with me and kind of where I am in my journey. Again, I've been practicing psychology for 23 years, and I just think that we all have to follow our intuition. We all have a greater purpose than what we might be living in. And don't wait. I
Yeah.
love that message. Don't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Because elation is a choice. And so, yeah, we're making the choice today.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much, Pat. I appreciate your beauty, your message, and let's keep doing what we're doing, because we've got a lot of a community of women out there, Latina, African American, anything. You know, we're so beautifully diverse and different, but we need each other, because
yes,
I do believe community is essential.
It is essential. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week. Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind.